And joining me live in studio, some members of the Star Valley Brave Cadets here with me today. Captain Nikki Bartleson, co-captain Maddie Mosgeller in studio, head coach Kylie Sherbel also with us today. Ladies, good morning. How's everybody doing so far today? So good?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, so good. Better in about maybe 10 minutes when this is all done. I'll tell you, this is so much easier than standing in front of a crowd full of an event center and dancing in front of everybody. So it's just me. Nobody else is even here. It's just me. It's all good. Well, really appreciate you guys coming in. Nikki, let's start with you, senior captain. How many years have you done Brave Cadets in high school? All four?
No, I actually didn't do my junior year because I had back surgery, so...
Oh, excuses.
Three good years.
Why Brave Cadets? What got you into it as a freshman?
You know, I just, ever since I was a little kid, I just have always watched the Brave Cadets, and I love dancing, you know, so I was like, I need to be a part of that. And I don't know, it's been great.
What have you loved most about it?
Probably the family that you, like... I don't know, what is the word?
You gain?
Yeah, the family you gain, like, each and every year, like, they're just a different team each year, and you get to see different people, different, it's a great experience.
Yeah. Now, tell me more about the work that goes in, behind the scenes, right? It starts already, right now. I mean, you guys came off of state, and you're already still practicing and everything. How many hours a week would you just guess?
If we're talking, like, state... I'd say
over 20.
A lot. I don't
That's
know.
That's fine. A lot's a lot.
I feel like when people think of dance too, they just think like, oh, it's not a sport. You're just like moving around. You're just like having fun, which like true, but like you have to work a lot of like your body, your muscles. You have to like, it's crazy. And so I kind of get mad. People are like, whatever.
Well, I won't say anything then. That's fine. Nikki, why should other girls try out for Brave Cadets?
I think that it allows you to grow as a person and also be able to stay on the right track. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as a senior, you're about to graduate, right? Mm-hmm. So is that settled in yet, or is it still kind of weird?
I don't know. I'm still a little, I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, it goes fast, right?
So it does.
What advice would you give to maybe the younger girls coming up through the program?
Even if you're scared, do it. Yeah. Like, there's really, and even if it, like, gets hard, like, there will be times, especially, like, when you're, like, new, like, your freshman year, it's gonna be, like, really tough, and you're gonna be like, I don't want to do this anymore, like, this is, like, a lot of work, but, like, you get used to it, and it's, like, I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's Nikki Bartleson in studio this morning, one of the Brave Cadets. Maddie Mosgeller also in studio, just a sophomore and co-captain. Maddie, what have you liked most about being a part of the Brave Cadets?
I really just love dancing, but this year especially, I love the team. We've definitely created a big group of sisters, and it was incredible. I love dancing in front of crowds. It's such a different kind of adrenaline rush, and I just love it so much.
Was there a dance this year that you enjoyed more than the others? What was your favorite dance?
I don't know. I really like them all. All the jazz routines that we've done throughout the season have a special place in my heart, but hip-hop is always just so fun. Mm-hmm. So it's, I don't really know.
It's a crowd favorite too, right?
So, yes.
All right, so you guys had the uniform this year. I will admit I have daughters who dance, but I'm still trying to figure things out, right? So which one was it where you had the lights on the uniform? Which dance was that?
State hip-hop.
Was that the hip-hop? All right. That was a cool touch. How does that work? Where did the lights come from? Give us the secret behind the scenes.
So this was a fun and exciting. We found out that we were going to have lights when we were learning state hip-hop over the summer. We did not know if the lights were going to become a reality for a very long time, but we got our lights, and in our vests, we had a cute little pocket on the side where we had a cute little battery pack, and then luckily enough, we were able to be able to turn on that battery pack from the outside of our vests during our dance, so it was all just a big battery pack in our vests that we had to learn how to hide through our tumbling.
It was it's a cool wow moment. It's the wow factor. I thought it was pretty awesome. All right, Maddie, why would you recommend that other girls try out for Brave Cadets?
Being on Brave Cadets gives you an entirely different new confidence boost, and it's something I had never expected my freshman year. But they should also join because it's so fun, and you're going to make new friends, and it's going to be a different kind of bond that you don't have with anyone else.
Absolutely. That's Maddie Mosgeller this morning in studio. Also, head coach Kylie Sherbel in studio. Kylie, I first out of the gate want to just give you a chance to brag about the two specifically that you brought in today and in your captains. Tell us more about Nikki and Maddie.
That's easy. I love these two. I love our whole team. These two, they picked up this season as captains and just ran with it. And they work so well together. And they just assumed this position so easily and quickly. And they created that family out of their team. They really did. And so it's definitely... Losing Nikki is going to be really hard, but we're glad that we still have Maddie, and they are just the tip of the top when it comes to attitude and talent. I mean, they're just the total package, and they've created that in our whole team as well. Like every single kid on our team has learned from their example, and they really are just all the very best of the best in attitude and character and everything. That aside, they both made our all conference tryouts. They worked really hard for that. It was really scary, and they went into a new program where they had to audition against all the other dancers in the state, and they were in the top 19. And now they get to audition for all state on March 14th, and that's going to be really cool. They get to do that over in Casper, and it's just a really cool opportunity for them to be able to take home that title. And they just work really hard, and yeah, their attitudes, their hard work, their support of their team members, of themselves in general, and of their coaches is just, it's unreal. It's just unreal.
Well, very congratulations on all conference. Best of luck at all state. So, Kylie, we got to talk about tryouts happening next week. Tell us how this is going to work, dates, times, places, who it's for, and everything.
It is for everybody, boys, girls, friends, family, whatever you want to bring. Just bring yourself, and it doesn't matter your dance experience. It doesn't matter anything. If you want to dance, let's get you in there and teach you how, or let's watch you be amazing already. It'll be the March 3rd through the 5th. That's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And it's from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Star Valley Middle School. We needed to do it over there for space purposes, and I think it'll work out great. We want everybody to feel like they can come and try out. We feel like we want our family to be even bigger, and it's a good group of girls to rub shoulders with. So we just want to make our team as big and happy as possible.
What do the tryouts look like? What should a dancer expect when they show up for that? Especially the first day, right?
We look for good attitude, good work ethic, and how much you progress. And the first day we'll go over warming up appropriately and making sure that girls are taking care of their bodies, because safety is really important. And then we'll get right into it. We'll do a little bit of technique, some teaching of the different skills that we'll have during our tryout, turns and leaps and flexibility. But we will teach you what you need to know that day. And then we'll start in with the routine that we're going to be having you learn. And it's a short routine, but it'll be great for tryouts. I think you'll love it. And we aren't going to give you anything too incredibly advanced, but definitely something that will show us how hard you work from day to day. That's what we really want to see, is how hard you work from day to day and how much you progress.
Brave Cadet Dance Tryouts, March 3rd through the 5th next week, 4 to 6 p.m. at Star Valley Middle School. Make sure you bring your physical, right? Got to have those yes. every year. And if anyone has questions, how do they contact you?
Yeah, you contact me by email. My email is all over the internet. It's kylie.sherbel@lcsd2.org. And you're welcome to reach out to me.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you have any questions, kylie.sherbel@lcsd2.org. The annual review still to be determined on date, so stay tuned for that. Anything else we missed that we need to mention today?
Oh, man. Just that these kids are amazing. I think it's worth saying all the good stuff. They've come a long way, and you know, they've gotten their Spirit Award 2 years in a row. We got the Academic Award this year. They really are the coolest group of kids to hang out with. So we want everybody to come and take part in that. And we've got a lot of really cool things coming up this next year, going to different competitions, and we're hoping to take these kids over to Disney World for their national competition this year. That'll be a lot of fun. And yeah, that's what we got going. So come and join us.
Awesome. Again, Star Valley Brave Cadets in studio this morning. Head coach Kylie Sherbel, along with Nikki Bartleson and Maddie Moskeller this morning. It's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI Radio.